Has the Republican Party at the federal level become the party of nothing can be done? Mark Stein, hosting for Rush, posited this idea when talking about George Will's column on illegal immigration, which many saw as defeatist. Stein said that is why Trump exists as a political force, that the GOP establishment's more and more seen as a do-nothing bunch and voters are desirous of action. Trump, with his aggressive bombast, comes across as a man of action. We've heard much blather about illegal immigration for more than a decade, and yet the hand-wringing is only translated into action in very short bursts, falling off immediately like starburst fireworks. Stein was brilliantly correct in his comparison to how law-abiding Americans are now treated as suspected criminals when traveling, often to the point of humiliation, subject to having their personal communications vacuumed up by a surveillance state, and then forced to bear the cost of paying for the very inefficient and somewhat ineffective federal agencies doing the aforementioned. Trump is perceived as a man of action, but the important question is, what will Trump's actions be? He could fix the border and destroy the country in other ways. Remember, this is a man who's touted raising taxes on producers, who has enthusiastically given money to Clinton, Pelosi, Harry Reid, and many other far lefties. And to spending? Where's the evidence that flamboyant personal spender and four-time corporate bankruptcy Trump has any commitment to limit federal spending or the size of the federal government? Yes, what would the man of action's actions be? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas.